rest and move forward. It's time for things that have held us in bondage to be broken off. It's time for the things that have overshadowed us to be removed from us. Understand something this morning. It is a new beginning of time. Now what are you going to do with it? We'll say it again. We're going to sing. You will never get it back. How old are you, Shelby? You're 25 years old, should time tarry, and the Lord withholds his coming, just should it tarry, and you reach the age of 70 years old. And you look back on September the 25th of 22, I'm sorry. What will you remember? Think about it. I'm just using him as an example. Will it be a day you remember? Or will it be a day that you just erase from your mind? My God, I feel him. When you look back on this moment, what will you remember? Close your eyes. Lay it all at the feet of Jesus. I'd like to draw your attention this morning to Joshua chapter 3, verse 11 through verse 17. The New Living Translation. And it says, "Look, the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priests will carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet," notice this statement, "as soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream. And the river will stand up like a wall." So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan. And the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season. Catch this. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Adam, which is near Zarethan. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed.